You guys were in the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Dabbled.
I was in the 101, the 405.
Ooh, this guy might have been in the hiking trails. I don't even know if these were paved. I mean, they weren't. Off-roading.
He was going to underdeveloped roads.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Josh Richards is here today. You have a cast on. You also just said you have an post-apocalyptic dirt bike.
Yeah. So me and a couple of my buddies, we started going on these camping trips and, you know, guys around the fire, drinking some beer. We started talking about the apocalypse.
Have to.
And we started developing a plan. So first step, we all needed to get dirt bikes.
Okay.
We thought, you know, we're in LA. Roads are getting blocked up, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible. Also, with the dirt bike, you know, you're getting good gas mileage.
You are.
I can
are
go
you?
And siphon.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think you are.
I'm going bird scooter if there's an... Actually, that's a terrible
idea.
No,
terrible.
Electric scooter is going to be
the grid's
gone.
Yeah,
the grid's over.
Hey, come on, guys.
You're dead so long.
No, I'm looking for the environment of the global sphere here, you know?
There is no environment. Zombies eating everybody. It's over.
It's crazy to die on a bird scooter. Like, if zombies are chasing you on a bird scooter, you're topping out 17 miles an hour.
Oh, it's over.
All right, so let me listen to a smart man over here. So we're going dirt bike,
you know, Yamaha. You can siphon easily, go cut your garden hose in your backyard.
Siphon
the cars that are all like blocking the road,
you don't strike me as a siphon guy. I like the side of you.
Oh yeah. I'm a big siphon guy. I love sucking on some hose.
You can start an OnlyFans quickly with just
people were telling me you're a big siphon guy. I didn't believe it.
Really? I've actually started to hear those rumors go around
about
LA a bit.
Yeah,
that I'm a siphon guy.
Is that how you broke the hand?
Yeah.
The siphon suck down is what they call Josh.
When you start to like, cause I'm a single hand siphoner.
Okay.
Right. So I usually use one hand.
Siphon. What are you doing with that other hand?
Well, usually it's doing whatever it needs to do.
Texting. You don't want
a
double siphon?
No,
I'm not big into the double,
but I tried it.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little bit of a longer garden hose. Nice. I had to go for the double hand siphon and it was just too much.
Broke the hand. It's tough, man. That's tough.
Dirt bike.
You have a backpack full of stuff?
You know, you got your like regular things in a backpack. I think just like certain knives or like food that's going to last.
Uncrustables.
Like non-perishables.
Knives
you know
in a backpack
saying?
Are so funny. You're like, where's my iPhone charger? And just dice
cut,
up your hand.
Yeah.
Maybe have it in like a specific pocket.
A knife pocket.
Or like you can like get the little ones
called?
That like put them on the belt.
A sheath is where you hold the knife in.
Isn't that an underwear?
I think that's what it's called.
Not mad. Fuck them.
Not mad. You put your cock in the sheath. Now it all makes sense.
What?
The underwear is called sheath, and your cock is the sword.
Is the knife.
Yes.
Dagger
for me. Not
hold
mad.
On.
Backpack, sit around a fireplace, guns blazing. You're not talking about women. You're in love, so there's no need to talk about women.
No. I have a girlfriend I am so in love with. This is all about hose and garden.
Oh, but not
garden,
hose.
Garden hose.
Okay,
for
siphoning.
Yes.
Bury gas every, like, you know, few miles. We got like five
bury
different
gas?
Checkpoints.
Did you say bury gas?
That'd be a great name.
We're going to bury gasoline so that we have checkpoints that we're going to go and have
you've
this gas.
About
you're
going to
make it.
We have a hideout. In like Yosemite, so we have like this kind of like
my
bunker.
Daughter's name.
Really, she's got a big bunker, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah!
Hey, it's my daughter.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's too far.
Doesn't have a daughter. It's all good. Yosemite gas.
Yeah, Yosemite bear gas, and then you know we got a nice little bunker.
Barry gas sounds like the worst agent ever.
It does sound like a shitty town manager.
Barry gas.
It's a commercial rep for sure.
Yeah,
he does commercials. Yeah,
he's from Pop Tarts. That's
it. He's like, I got you for a Petco commercial. Like, I'm a human. Give that to a cat.
Shut up.
Yeah, but that's kind of that's where the plan ends.
Do you have a
solar
gun?
Solar panels, you know.
Gun?
I'm Canadian, so I can't get a gun so easy out here in the States.
You can get a gun pretty easy out here.
Not in L.A.
What part of L.A. are you talking?
Yeah. I guess
you go
that's
to
true.
Tours, you ask an owl, and they'll hand you a fucking gun.
I meant like legally.
Go anywhere near SoFi Stadium. Yeah. You'll be strapped.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I was trying
any
to go down
Oakland
like the legal
Raiders
route.
Fan,
but
dude, just ask them.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Is that, I never even thought about that. You guys can't get guns, but you can get guns. It's just not. It's not
in Canada. I can get guns.
Just
it's so funny
guns?
To be strapped up in Canada.
I think there's just like a lot stricter rules about going and getting a gun, not being from the United States.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Let me ask you this: because
that's how they keep it, the school like that's how they keep the shootings down in the States is
because
not giving it
no
to
Canada people because they would be like sorry, and it'd be a whole thing.
I see.
What am I saying? Oh, do Canadian police do they have guns? I'm not even trying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
No. London.
What do you think these finger guns? Get out.
Well, like,
no,
UK
cops
UK
no
cops
guns?
Don't have guns.
Australia
UK cops
has
don't
no
have
guns.
No, they have like. tasers, right? I think that's it.
So they spent all those money on those silly little goofy hats, but no guns?
I don't think those are the cops, man.
No, those...
Who are they? Those are the British Guards. They're protecting the queen and they don't have guns?
Who is going to kill the queen?
The king?
Age.
Yeah, that's about
Oh, she... R.I.P.
Yeah.
Well, there's another one.
There's got to be... Yeah, you don't...
There's the vice president.
Who's
the new
queen?
It's like a
Nicki Minaj?
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen her? Camilla?
What?
Damn.
Camilla? Doing,
they got to shout out on socials or something. I don't know anything about
her. I had no idea about Camilla. She definitely waited
her whole life to be named queen, and she's already about to be out.
Damn, that is true.
Yeah.
And they always marry a King Charles. Is that, I don't know.
I thought it was a Cocker Spaniel. I'm crushing.
These are jokes. And these are jokes.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Well, I didn't know we had a new queen, but yeah, there has to be a backup. You know, everybody. We got second string queens.
Who is she married to? Is she?
Is it the same king? King Does Charles. The king just stay?
Ooh. Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. So, oh fuck.
Wait, that's true.
Because like in medieval times, the kings would just stay, and they would just.
This
get
is
a
your
new
wife?
Queen. Yeah.
But
that's like real life Tinder. You're like, get her out, new wife, bring her in.
Is this the new?
She looks like she lives in Ohio.
The king wasn't married to the dead queen. The queen was the king's mom.
What? Huh?
And
what
so
type
maybe,
of Pornhub title
is this? This is a 23andMe that I can't follow.
Run that back.
Okay. Charles on September 8th, 2022.
You got to leave dates out of this. I'll be confused.
Charles became king upon the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay.
So there wasn't a king. But
yeah,
when
wasn't a
she
king.
Was just queen?
It must have been...
Who had the dirt bike?
Josh, yeah. Yeah,
she
so she's queen
wholesome.
Now. Yeah, good
Dude,
for her.
Yeah, to Josh's point, if I'm 76 being a queen, I'm putting every year into like 2 years.
Mm.
Like I'm putting all my years of expertise in.
Oh yeah.
You know, at 76, I just feel
76,
like
I'm gonna start doing meth and fucking who cares? Like what is do they even do anything? Do we know
queens?
Yeah. Like I think it's like a just
I think
like a
mattresses.
Thing. What's up, dude? What'd you say?
Good one.
They're mattresses. What was his name? Gas company? Motor? David Gas?
David Portnoy.
Barry Gas?
Barry Gas. Anyways, there's a queen. How do we get on it? Guns. They don't have guns
They don't have guns in London. They don't have guns in Australia police.
But
in
do you
Canada,
think
they still,
do?
I think they, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they still reach for something if they want to, like, intimidate you?
You have like a little
like a Twix.
Like, I think they might have like the tase guns.
Oh
yeah.
I think I'd rather be shot than have a tase gun. I think you look
what? Not
you look,
even
no, you
a little
look,
bit.
Nah, you look no. cool getting shot.
No,
a tase, you just like.
No, this is a perfect segue. Have you seen those videos of the people getting tased on TikTok?
No.
It's have you seen them?
No, I'm There's not like on that side of the For You page,
dude. It's I binge watched when I was in St. Louis, just killing time,
jerking off.
Yes, but there's this whole like
the electricity
academy, a police academy where they train and they tase people.
See those,
and
dude.
It's this the lady in the background is.
Is it one of these? Like
no,
it-
type in taser test. But this lady in the background, she points the gun. She has the most like monotone voice in the world. She goes taser, 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 and then they tase them and they're like yelling and she's just still holding it. Go up, middle, down, down, down. What is this? The G spot, Gabe. Click it. That one. Yes, this lady. Go to their page.
But who? They.
Where's Sam?
Yeah, you got to give me just 2 seconds.
All right, I'll give you 2 seconds.
It's going to be actually more than that.
So, Canada police, no guns. You know that for sure.
Yeah.
Is there, like, heavy guns in Canada or no?
No, it's not a big issue. I think it's like they...
It'd be a great place to be strapped up because you're always wearing so much clothes because it's cold. You got, like, glocked up in a Canadian goose.
Oh yeah, no one would know.
Nobody would know.
No one would know. You're not like showing your gun, your clock print off.
Maybe
you know
that's
saying?
Why people in tech showing your nine and your nine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people in Texas, because it's so hot, they want to have guns. They're wearing skinny jeans with the Glock. It's like, oh, cool. He has a pistol.
I love seeing actual cowboys. You ever seen like an actual like the one?
Yeah, I've been
the
to a rodeo.
Guns?
Yeah.
Rodeo.
Like, I've seen a cowboy
in Houston. That's like I'm a cowboy.
Oh, like out in the wild,
buddy. Like
I don't know if I've seen
in
one
a
in the wild
holster,
like that.
Like a holster.
Wait, where are you?
It was Houston. I don't know where it was. I was like, I think at a gas station.
But so
siphoning. Hey, no. But like on the like a gun on the side.
Every time I see that, I like in my dumb head, I'm like, oh man, thanks for making my Houston experience so real.
Yeah, original.
No, yeah.
That's how I felt when I bought weed in Texas one time, and a guy just had a shoddy like right in between his lap when I stepped into his car at an abandoned gas station.
And you're like, for weed?
Yeah, and I was
we're
like,
doing
this
a 12 gauge.
This is and he also had the pistol like right in his glove like compartment
stuff.
As well. Way too much stuff. Yeah.
To
way
buy
too
an
much
eighth
stuff.
Of weed?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
It's $50.
And I was like 16. Guy definitely overcharged me, but I was like, yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to question
this. Overcharge. You have two guns.
I got ripped off so bad. The first time I bought weed, I was in 8th grade, and the guy literally looked out his window, saw there was two 8th graders. He was in high school, or probably older. He had a fucking condo. And then he came out. Yeah, bro, this was a condo.
He was definitely older than
the high school. No high schoolers in a condo or that are doing well.
You have to get past like a condo board. Like this guy was like 30 something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
he was old.
He did have a beard. He had a son. How old do you think he was? Yosemite? But he came out and he like, now that I know my like weed sizes, he gave me like this much weed for like 20.
Sizes. You talk like a narc. Weed sizes.
What am I supposed to say? Now that I know my doses.
Weed measurements, maybe?
Weed measurements.
Doses sounds right.
But I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Doses. Now that I know my.
It's a medical term.
Well, no, I know what you mean. Because visually, you can, like, oh, that's an eighth. Like, visually, now it's your bottom.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever. I understand what you're saying.
When you're young, you have no idea what you're
saying. Yeah, my weed size is, that's what I'm saying. He gave us, like, a nug, probably about this, maybe the size of a nickel, and was like, this is $20 worth. And I was like, yes, sir, it sure is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
I had no idea. And then this guy was like, he gave it to me on a Hershey's. It was so small that it fit in a Hershey's Kiss wrapper.
The foil?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was smaller than
But in my head, I was like, oh my God, I have the drugs. I didn't care.
It was also, when you're that young, it was also like cool to buy it. Like,
I think the experience of getting the weed was almost more exciting than the getting high part.
Because you also feel like an adult. You feel like an adult. You're like, oh, I purchased something from an abandoned gas station, as you said. And it's like, it's so fun to do it.
You're not allowed to do it, but you're doing it with the boys. It's middle of the day. It's like, whew,
it was definitely my parents' money, you know?
Yeah. This was the lunch money that they gave me. I didn't eat today for this.
I saved up a week just so I could get that weed.
It's a problem because then you have a weed. You have no money to buy any snacks.
You're hungry. You're hot.
Starving.
What a cool problem to have.
Oh, goddamn.
My name is Trevor Wallace. I'm doing stand-up comedy in Irvine. Next Thursday, March 28th, we got the new hour on the road, new material night, but we're not. Fuck, we're coming out with heaters.
Heat.
Fuck you, Robert. Ontario, April 4th. Brea, California, April 11th. Long Beach, California, April 25th. And then we're back doing full weekends of touring. We're back, baby. We're back on the road. San Francisco, May 17th through May 19th. Salt Lake City, May 30th through June 1st. Miami, 305, June 21st through June 23rd. Sacramento at the end of June. Portland at the end of July. Lexington in August. Nashville in August, last week of August. Tempe, Arizona, we switched the date a month later to October. If you had tickets to the September 13th through 15th date, you can use the same tickets there. You probably got an email about it. Let me know if you have any questions. Tampa, Florida. That's the end of September. September 20th through the 22nd. Tampa, Florida. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Michael Blaustein, where you at?
Michael Blaustein is going to be yelling stand-up comedy. Guys, March 29th, Portland, Oregon. We sold the first theater out. The next theater has, I think, like maybe 30 tickets left. So go get tickets. March 30th, Seattle. Totally sold out. I love you guys. March 31st, Vancouver. Sold. April 12th, Niagara Falls. Guys, these shows are going to be absolutely crazy. It's three headliner, Hannah Burner, Jessica Kirsten, and me. Few tickets left on the April 12th, April 13th. Uncasville! All right, same three head. Did I say it wrong again?
No. Keep
all
it.
Right. Same three headliners, Hannah Burner, Jessica Kirsten, and me. Those tickets are going fast as well. April 14th, Albany sold. April 18th to the 20th. Guys, San Jose, California, five shows. Go get tickets. April 25th to the 22nd, Fort Wayne, Indiana. April 27th, you guys sold the first Royal Oak Michigan show out. We just added the second one. And many, many more dates on my calendar. Go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. I love you. On to the mother effing show.
Goddamn.
Hey, guess what? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Dude,
sure,
a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
We have benefited from therapy. You always think, at least me personally, I think that I don't need, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'll just deal with it, I'll figure it out. And then I let these things bottle up in my head, and they like put this like negative outlook on my head. And then I talk it out, and I'm like, oh, everything's fine. And then I like do the thing that we discussed, the plan, be like, all right, have this conversation, do that. Here's the outcome. And then you're like, oh, whoa, this was all in my head.
Yeah, it just sharpens the skills that you need to like go through moment to moment in life. Dude, being an adult, I've said this a billion times, is so hard, and it's just like chock full of things that you just never expect when you're growing up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's awesome. You don't go to a freaking therapist's office, wait in traffic. It's great. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. All right, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you know, switch therapists at any time for no additional charge if that person's not working out for you.
Anytime, in the middle of a session. Man, fuck you, Margaret.
That's what you say? You could say that.
You could. I wouldn't because they're helping heal any trauma I have.
There you go.
And that's fine if you do a lash out on Margaret. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what she's there for. And you know what? We're here for you.
Yeah, we are.
10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com.
Really? Wow.
BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/socks.
That's BetterHelp.com/socks that can get 10% off your first month. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Goddamn. Remember the first time you got the munchies and you had to tell everybody out loud? You're like, man, is anybody else hungry right now? They're like, he must be high.
Yep, yep.
The first time I smoked with my friends in eighth grade, I was the first guy that got high. The rest of the group didn't. So they're all looking at me like I'm a science experiment. They're like, what does it feel like? And I was like, dude, I think I'm hungry. And they're like, he's got the munchies. Yeah, so they were like stoked on it.
You locked it.
Yeah.
You locked the munchies.
Yeah. He got it. They're just like feeding me leaves and shit. Yeah.
Do you remember where you went the first time you got the munchies?
Ooh, I do. Tim Hortons.
Oh, that's the most Canadian answer I've ever heard in my life.
It's super Canadian, but like...
Timbits? Is that what they call them?
Yeah, there's the Timbits there. Yeah.
I've been to Canada.
Yeah.
Timbits. And what do people love? There's like a thing out there. That everyone's like, you got to get the...
Ice cap?
Is that what that is?
Is it the drink?
Yes.
Yeah, the ice cap is bomb. That's what I got. So I got an ice cap and a dozen donuts.
Holy shit.
And
I just mocked them. Yeah. The Boston cream, Canadian maple, vanilla dip.
Was that the type of weed you're smoking?
What's a vanilla dip?
It's like just a regular donut, and then it's dipped in like a vanilla icing, like sprinkles on it.
Do you think it's, I know your answer to this, but do you think it's really good or it's good because of nostalgia? Because sometimes I go to like a place that someone's like, oh, you're in North Carolina, you gotta go here. And then you have it, and it's like, fine. But so much of it is nostalgia baked in.
100% there's a little bit of the nostalgia, but also it's kind of, Tim Hortons has fallen off a little bit ever since it got bought out. And I hate to do this, but it got bought out by Burger King.
Wow. So then, a crazy acquire.
Yeah,
from Flame Broils to Tim Hortons.
So like the quality people are saying of Tim Hortons has gone down. I haven't been in Canada enough since that's went on to like really, I feel like, compare. Yeah. But a lot of people are like, it's not the same that's now so as it crazy. Was.
Yeah,
when it was,
the last time I was in Tim Hortons, it was in Michigan, I think.
Yep, they and have a spot of
I could have swore Burger King was in debt. I didn't know they were buying franchises
The
like
Burger
that.
King's doing great. Dude,
they're doing great.
Buddy, I recently looked up how much it costs to franchise certain...
Why?
What? Diversifies income. I'm a Jew, and I was like, business, let's whatever, you know? But I was trying to figure it out. I'm serious.
Are you going to franchise one?
I don't know.
Foot Locker?
I was interested. But the Burger King is like, it's one of the most expensive ones to get.
Dang.
It's doing great.
Why?
Okay. I don't know.
Is it mob ties?
I don't know. But I went to the Tim Hortons in Michigan, and it was literally like a jail cafeteria. It was not doing great.
Dang. Really?
Dude, there was two pit bulls. Literally,
working?
I was... so like, vanilla dip? It was for real scary. I was also in... Never mind.
What?
I was going to say I'm also in Michigan.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Answer.
Dude, the last time I said...
Zoom in on him.
No, stop. Last time I literally
leave
said...
Leave it in.
I shitted on Detroit, and I got like two death threats. No.
That's it? Amazing. Two death threats turns you off? Come on.
And you say, I talk like a narc. You gotta be edgy these days.
Dude, how many?
Look that camera in the eyes and say, fuck Detroit, Michigan.
No, don't be a bitch. Oak,
April 27th, we must have had a show. Hold on. So that's
hilarious. Go storm his show.
Please don't. January 6th. Realistically, two death threats, you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Really?
Two measly threats?
But I don't get death threats.
I had a person threaten to shoot me up while I was going to Florida to talk at a university.
Yeah.
And I still went and did the talk.
What university? Tampa?
No, it was the Gators. It was just, what's that?
That's Gainesville?
Florida Gators.
Florida Gators, yeah.
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 Wow.
I mean,
and
dude,
what was that? They're like, hey, if you come to this school, I'll shoot you.
Yeah, they just and then they posted a bunch of pictures of like me with a bunch of bullet holes.
Oh, like legit.
This was very real. Wow. I kind of brought it up in a joking sense, but it was very real.
Holy shit.
And you just went? Did you have security?
Well, you know, like there was like shit went down with that person. Like there was like actual like, you know, like cops got involved and whatnot because it was starting to get a little wild. But yeah, then I just went and talked and it was great.
Yeah, I'm good.
Wow.
I'm not
People protested talking about the queen. They had signs saying that I was the one that killed the queen when I went and talked there. Don't know the correlation.
At Florida?
Yeah.
All this?
It was crazy.
Was it just like a generic, like, hey, you're going to be a young, successful man?
Yeah, like he's going to come talk and we have someone like asking questions and, you know, you guys can learn about like entrepreneurship and social media.
With the queen?
Oh, I have no idea how that got linked together, but apparently I was the one that killed her.
Dude, it would be so sick if we found out in 20 years.
It does.
And then you brought her, yeah, then you brought her up on here to be like, oh, do they have a queen? Doesn't know. He did it.
Did you do it? You heard a lie
right
here.
Back from Blue Chew.
You guys got an ad read, right?
Yeah. Blue Chew right here. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Now my death threat seems stupid. Mm. I didn't get a picture.
Do you think being a good-looking man online, people are just like mad at you already, no matter what you do? You could be. I feel like you could be doing like a philanthropy event, giving away pit bulls, and somebody would be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, they'd probably find a problem with like the pit bulls or
the
something.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anyone will do something online and they'll get. You know, someone's not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find a problem, pick it out.
What is that? Why can't we just post one thing? It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. People like, just, I just adopted 16 babies. I'm so happy. And they go, why not 17? You're like, buddy, I live in an RV.
Yeah, it's Nick Cannon. Well,
hold on.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. I mean,
has he ever pulled out in his life?
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Not once, dude.
Not once. When that must be kind of freeing, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
To never have to worry about it, that's kind of cool. You know those moments you wake up, you're like, well, she has the baby.
And I think there's like a certain amount of kids you get, and then you pass like child support, right? You don't have to pay like child
tenure?
Support. I think it's a thing. I think it is exactly like that.
Hold on.
Like so, once you got like 11 kids, you don't need to pay child support or something anymore.
I feel like
is that's that why it's called cheaper by the dozen? All right.
Is that real? No, it's not real.
What?
Damn. No cap?
No cap.
You say no cap like...
No, like yeah. No...
Like I thought I was like...
There is no cap. I thought he was like, no cap.
He's like, what is my TikTok lingo? No cap. No cap, no condom. Could be a good title.
That could be a good title.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that must be pretty cool. Every single woman that he sleeps with just go... And
but imagine
cares?
Being kid 14. You're like, oh great, the holidays are coming up. Does he even know my name?
But who gives a I don't give a fuck if my dad knows my name. Give me presents.
Yeah, I don't know if I know 14 people in my life.
I don't. I know you four guys and two other people, that's it.
My mom had two kids and she would still fuck up my name.
Oh dude, my mom calls me the dog's name. Problem?
Big one.
Big one.
What's the dog's name?
Greta.
She goes, you, your dog's name?
Yes.
She looks you and goes, Greta?
Yeah. She'll be like, she'll go through the whole family and literally throw Greta in there before my name. She'll be like, John, Aaron, Greta, Michael, can you get...
I think she has dementia.
Really? That's my daughter's name.
has your daughter?
Is there a list of Nick Cannon's all the names of the kids?
Sure
there's no way he remembers all that.
No. It's got to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But like,
do you think he just does like maybe like it's like same letter?
Yeah,
every kid starts with the same letter.
But that might be confusing though for like for him too though. You know, it's like easier to remember.
He probably
like,
does a lot of like, you know, when you go to a bar or an LA party, you see somebody you know from the internet, but you don't really know. It's like. What's up, man?
Hey, good to meet you.
Yo,
I mean, nice to see you again.
Yeah, I think that's what he does to his own kids. He's like, yo, where you been? They're like, where the fuck have you been?
That's been 7 days.
Oh, you were on Wild 'N Out, right?
Yeah.
You were on it?
Yeah, I like did a little rap battle against him.
Sick.
How'd it go? Were you nervous? Were you fucking like, or you're like, oh, this is just entertainment?
I think I was nervous, but I think, you know, I was also like having fun with it. I know like it was going to go on and... I didn't realize.
Are you one of his kids?
You guys are finding way too much about me on this show.
We'll be right back.
You killed the queen and you're Nick Cannon's kid?
A full list of
Nick
Cannon's
children. We've got some names here. Moroccan Cannon, Monroe Cannon, Golden
Sag. Golden Sag and Cannon. That sounds like a very good restaurant in Van Nuys.
Golden Sag and.
We've got Powerful Queen Cannon.
That, stop, right there. Everyone stop.
She was born in 2020, Michael. This was the pandemic days.
Like, powerful queen?
She's a powerful queen cannon.
I want to take off the queen and just name my kid Powerful Cannon.
It's just like a really good camera.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think that the name is Powerful Cannon.
Dude, that's so funny. The next, the 13th is going to be a Nikon cannon?
The bro's going to be at the DMV one day going, powerful cannon.
Crazy.
Not, your name is a death threat.
I don't like it.
Zion, go ahead, read that last one. What's that name say?
That's a fucking, that's for the virus.
That's the new fentanyl.
That's a COVID vaccine right there.
Mixolydian.
And Zillion Air.
Ooh, that one's clean.
Zillion's kind of sick.
Zillion Air is clean.
Oh, hold on. I just got it.
Zillion Air.
Zillion Air. Yeah.
Nick. Nick.
He's ahead of his time.
Zen Cannon. Zen.
That's fire. I like that. Zen is great.
Zen is cool.
Yeah, Zen
is all these
bad.
Are just based on how he's feeling these days. He's like, I'm feeling rich. How am I today? Zillionaire. Yeah.
Legendary. Legendary love cannon.
How have none of these been like addressed to the public?
I'm literally reading these because
there's too many of them.
Wait,
legendary
love.
He has a daughter with Bree Tessie.
Oh,
I know that girl.
I went to college with her.
I did.
That's my mom.
I did Selling Sunset with her.
You want Selling Sunset too?
Yeah,
dude. What? And you're in a movie with Nicolas Cage. You're in fucking everything. Wait, Bree Tessie. I think she.
I did know this actually.
Click it. Click her page.
I knew this.
Yeah, yeah. Any of those?
Oh, now I'm thinking about.
Yep. Oh, right. She's in a lot. I've seen some of his videos.
Okay, so they're together now.
How did
They're together now.
It looks like it, right? This was posted 23 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, then definitely.
Yeah, and that kid was born 2021.
And what was the name?
Legendary Love Cannon.
That's the name of my dick. Legendary Love Cannon.
That's crazy, dude. We're not even halfway done.
Onyx Ice Cold Cannon.
No,
that's hard.
Ice
that's
Cold
hard.
Cannon is
that's hard.
I kind of like that.
Ice Cold Cannon is great. Ice Cold Cannon.
Onyx. Onyx definitely has to be a Pokemon, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a hall grabber for sure. Rise Messiah Cannon.
Rise Messiah.
I'm out.
Wait, but this is September.
That one had to be a little controversial.
Rise Messiah Cannon.
You're
Rise
calling your kid the Messiah, essentially. You're like, Rise Messiah.
Yeah.
Come out of this womb and.
All these names are great.
I think we're going,
they're good.
Gabe, I think we're going backwards in time.
No, this is 2022.
No, we're not.
This seems like a random rap name generator.
There should be
an app that's called like Nick Cannon Name Generator, and you're like, your son is named Beautiful Zeppelin Cannon.
What's a Zeppelin?
He definitely did shrooms and like listened to Led Zeppelin that day. And then was like, this is gonna be my kid's
name. He did shrooms and listened to like a Bush and just was like, oh, that said this.
You can tell too that like he decides on all of these names because these are all multiple different mothers and all the names are the same genre of names. So like the mothers have no input.
Yeah, yeah,
100%.
Wait, are all these different moms? This is also
a lot
like,
of them are. Yeah, Abby De La Rosa, Alyssa Dick. Scott, and these are all. Wait, okay.
Did you say thick?
No, I
one
said
month
Nick.
Apart.
Oh, I thought you said
well,
thick.
Probably.
These
probably.
Two, these are 1 month apart. Two different moms.
Wow.
Yep.
2022 has three different moms.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? He is working.
Yeah, three
Four.
Moms in 2022.
He's building
Four moms in 2022.
Ooh.
And all of them like 3 months apart.
Oh, hold on.
What does that group chat look like?
I mean,
do you think
a lot
they did
guns.
Like the baby shower together?
Oh, like a joint custody baby shower?
And then the gender reveal?
It's like he's just doing tours. He just pops by for 10 minutes.
Dude, the fourth gender reveal, he's like, oh, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. He's building an empire. He's literally building like a Tyler Perry empire with his family.
Can we look up his net worth? I know it's not right, but like, can we get an in and around?
And how much does he spend on?
Hold on, can we guess real quick? I'm going to go $300 million.
Yeah, I'd say around that.
Yeah.
I would say maybe
300 million. I'll go on the low side.
Okay.
Parade.com, let's see.
50.
Are any of these accurate?
No, they're not.
I've looked at my own. My mom sent me my own one day, and I was like, why are you Googling this?
What does it say?
He told the LA Times recently he makes 100 mil a year.
No, he doesn't.
They estimate his net worth at 50 mil.
That, hilarious.
Who's doing this?
This is so
Parade.com.
That's what it says.
How much do you make a year? 100 mil, net worth 50 mil.
They literally just lift it from here.
He's like, I'll make $100 million.
He's
no,
the
won't.
Most irresponsible spender ever, or
well,
they
dude,
just don't believe
he
him.
He has a football team for a family. So many people.
Goddamn.
This episode is brought to you by our boys at Manscaped, dude. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer, okay? Go to manscaped.com and use code STIFF for 20% off plus free shipping, dude.
Listen, it's spring break. There's a good chance the hog might be out.
Yep.
You know, man, this guy's personality sucks. Hope he has a cool cock.
I've heard many women say that.
Look, we both use Manscaped. We trim it up, type 5 on the side.
Buddy, I forgot mine on tour. I was gone for 11 days, didn't trim it up. My shit looked like a fucking Bigfoot. I tried to take a picture of it. It was blurry. Guys, it sucked.
Yeah, but you got back and you trimmed it up.
Trimmed it up, dude.
And here's the beautiful part. Manscaped is so much bigger than just the Lawnmower 5.0.
Yeah.
They have everything on there. They have ball deodorant. They have boxers. They have regular deodorant. They have body wash, which smells phenomenal.
I'm wearing the boxers right now,
not
guys.
Not an ad. Psych is an ad.
It is
He's
an ad.
Wearing the boxers.
Okay, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is what I used. It's the fifth generation trimmer. Features two. I said right. I said two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blades. Head. A standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. That means your asshole. So get 20% off and free shipping with code STIFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code STIFF at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your cock.
The battery never dies. You trim it up. I think I've charged it once. It's waterproof. It's got an LED light on
it. It's got a light on it.
They have a light on it. Just fancy me this. Go to the website. Check it out.
Manscaped.com.
See what you fall in love with.
Do it.
God damn.
Have you seen those clips of the Jake Paul? Have you seen the ones of Mike boxing?
Yeah.
Mike is in shape.
Bro.
He's in shape.
It's going to be such a problem.
Do you think he's going to wipe the floor with Jake?
I think they're going to drag it out until as long as they can to keep building revenue. And I think they're both entertainers. They're both performers. But I think eventually Mike will knock him out. And I like Jake. I just, you know, he's a friend of mine and whatnot. But like, just seeing these clips of him like boxing is,
I don't know. I think to me, I'm just like, I get it's Mike Tyson, right? And yeah, he looks good. But he's also like, he's 60, dude.
Yeah, but he's literally he's a monster. Like, he's not a regular human being 60.
He's an actual monster.
That's 60.
I think he has years building up in him. Like, he doesn't snap often, but when he does, there's some other clips. There's a clip where he's legit beating his trainer's ass.
Holy shit, he has a
six-pack? He looks good, dude.
Dude, he does look good.
Yeah, he's kind of just, to your point, like, insane. Like, he does mushrooms a bunch, and he smokes a bunch, so he's just kind of, like, mentally, like, think he can lock
he
in.
He just eats, like, handfuls of shrooms.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's on TikTok if you want to see it. Also, yeah. I want to see the taser clip.
Oh, yeah. I think it's audio should be working now if you want to watch this.
Just listen to the girls. First of all, she starts just strapped. She's holding it for a good 10 minutes.
Ready.
She hates this man. He ate her tuna sandwich that week. Wait for it.
Yeah.
Fuck. He's reevaluating my decisions right now.
Shoot it. Shut up. Shoot it.
Then he'll win the song.
Taser.
I was trying to like think about, can we say something nicer than taser? Like, couldn't they say something a little more friendly? It's Tay-Tay time.
Crazy.
That's the sound I make when my girlfriend fingers my ass.
Yeah, I mean, go back.
What is this for? Is this training?
That's my question. Do we know? Is that guy part of like
some police academy?
Is like
is
police
that
training?
Guy in the police
like you
got to
be like,
I don't know. Yeah. Missouri. Yep, that answers everything.
College law enforcement academy.
Yeah.
College.
So they do this so in case they get in the field or they get astray, I guess they know what they're dealing with, because a lot of these guys will do pepper spray.
Yeah, they do the pepper spray one too.
There's whole challenges
just to like know.
Also,
how
like if I'm doing this, I'd be like, hey, you guys maybe mind not filming me at my like most painful moment.
So
also, how does this get fucking 54 million views?
I
say the word shit in a video and they're like, yeah, you can't cuss. This man is dying.
Oh!
That woman is screaming for her life.
Dude, she sounds like an air mattress losing air.
Play some other ones with you.
Yeah.
It's just the lady in the back is my favorite. She just stays glossed.
Taser.
Yeah, like, let's get a little bit more, like, have Bruce Buffer back there.
Yes.
Funny.
Time. This might be a new lady.
Here we go.
Line of work, come on.
Talk to
you.
Say your name.
Just say your name.
Say your name. It's kind of like BDSM
shit. Pull it. Shoot it.
What's with the big warm-up?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to hit the 101 minute on here. Monetize.
Get that monetization.
Yeah.
No, same woman, the way she said it. Taser.
Oh, that guy was actually pretty good. He just let out one. Oh, fuck. The other guy lets out like this like war cry, which I would too.
I mean, I think you should use that to filter who's going to be an actual cop and who's not. If a dude goes, oh, mama, you can't be a cop.
Yeah,
but if you do that, cop.
Yeah.
You know?
Did it... This seems way more intense when you guys got tased. Was it when you guys got tased? Was it
no, this
like
this is like a it shoots in your skin and then the bolts go out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is a wire.
Yeah. It breaks your skin.
The wire.
Yeah, and then they pull the trigger and the bolts go into you. The taser we did with Steve-O was like,
It's like one of the ones like a chick will carry in her purse. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's an app on your phone. You can do it. It just makes a noise. Kind of smart.
Oh, so like you can hide it in your purse and like pretend you're making noise, like, and then like they'd be like, "Oh fuck, there's a taser in her bag."
Yeah, that's people also will do it with like a there's like police radio scanners. If you ever feel like scared, you can like play those, because then if somebody like, "Oh wow,
what a great idea!"
Yeah. So if you're watching alone and I play a police scanner, everybody's like, "Whoa, this fucking chick's hot and a narc," you know?
Is this the video you're talking about?
Maybe there's this one. He's legit like beating his trainer's ass. Like, that's crazy.
Ugh.
Like, he's...
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Tyson got a thumper on him. Look at that ass.
I think it's the TikTok, like, thirst trap song or just, like, the edit that's really getting me going, but he's beating ass.
No, yeah, he does look good. I hope it's fun to watch. I hope it's not just like this guy signed a contract saying like, "All right, we'll go 8 rounds.
I have a fear that
you hit me out." Like, because I see this being like a money grab a little bit.
To bring Tyson out of, I don't know if he's retired, but to bring him back in the ring, and it's like, they're both entertainers. So
they do that for the Roy Jones. It's Roy Jones, right? When they fought Tyson the last person he fought was Roy Jones, right? Am I misremembering this? But I think that's what they did with the expedition. Jesus, what is it? A Ford? The thing where they fought like
exhibition.
Thank you so much. They did like Canada. 6 rounds of like kind of fuck around, and the last 2 rounds were like actual fighting. But even the actual fighting was just like, it just seemed.
I wonder if, like, I mean, I know it does, but do you think he thinks it tarnishes, like, a legacy that he has, or no?
Do you think he's
just like, I want the bag?
If he wins, they're like, good, fuck Jake Paul, and if he loses, they're like, it's a money grab.
Yeah, but like, would tarnish your legacy in a way.
Yeah, but nobody really talks about, like, Floyd Mayweather and, like, Logan Paul. I don't know who won that one, so I don't know why I'm talking on it, but... Nobody's like, yeah, you went from this to fighting that guy?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess. I feel like people will forget about it.
Yeah.
He'll always be Mike Tyson.
If he gets knocked out immediately, then definitely.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Maybe this was real.
But it's weird, though.
Or they'll say it's
because Tyson
rigged.
Can't. I don't think Tyson can lose, like, tarnish anything, because he's an older guy. So if he gets knocked out, everyone's like, bro, he's an older guy, man.
Yeah. It's almost like a lose-lose on the Jake side.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. If he wins, you go,
besides the bag Jake's going to be
doing. I mean, stupid. Do we even know? I guess we don't know until the pay-per-views come out.
I could see Jake, like, walking away with $20 million.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Mother of God.
Because it's on Netflix and it's live streamed.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can see that being $20 million.
Dude,
right?
It's gonna be
He's made more than that from other fights.
And endorsements, whatever he wears on his shorts.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. He has like the big Celsius deal or whatever too, right? Like, you throw all that stuff into
Tyson will have that Life Alert deal. Like, it is gonna be
a big one.
I mean, yeah, you can't say no on either side of that. But
much money would it take you to get in the ring with Tyson if Tyson was like, "I'm going to try to kill you"? Like, not an ex,
but like, there's a ref there to like break it up.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you take one hit from Tyson, dog. Like, you're gonna.
Then I'm KO'd. The match is over.
Yeah, I'm taking one hit.
And then I'll take my $20 million and get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might have like a broken spleen the rest of your life. Like, or you could.
He's spleen punching me?
Who is he hitting?
He's gonna try to kill. I don't know. You seen that? That's not a human being.
No.
No, yeah.
It's not a human being.
So, like, how much are you taking?
I'm taking $10 million, and right when the bell goes, I'm gonna start uppercutting myself until I.
You don't need
out.
To do that. That's not gonna.
No, that's
no.
Not
but
gonna
I'd
help.
Rather. No, but Tyson hit me. Like, there's a chance that I'm for real gonna die. Like, getting hit and dying, yes, it's super rare, but like, it's a
Here's
real
what
thing.
I'm doing. I'm drinking a lot because you know how people in drunk driving accidents. Bear with me. Drunk driving accidents live longer because they're not as tense when they get hit.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm gonna be hammered. And then I'm just gonna have him just open slap me pretty much.
You know, that's why like babies can survive being dropped from high heights.
Oh, because they don't know. Because
they don't like tense up.
That's
like
they cool say, way to fall. They're like, yeah, man, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I'm pretty sure like you can like throw. No, I don't suggest trying this.
Yeah.
Like they say, like, you know, okay, if like your house is burning down and you're on like the second story, right? You could drop your baby down and it probably will live.
Asterisk. Don't do
Don't do this.
Allegedly, don't do this. For say that 16 times. Who knows?
Oh, but because they're like. Because
they don't tense up, or they don't like, you know what I'm saying?
And the bones aren't fully formed, so they're kind of wobbly.
Yep.
That's
why parents dropping that many kids, like, you know how like there's a joke, like, oh, I was dropped on my head as a child. Is that pretty frequent?
Oh, I bet you it happens a lot more than you even think it does.
Yeah, our other producer's not like, here today. I think he got dropped once or twice as an adult.
Once or twice?
Oof. Yeah, but hey, he's doing all right. But yeah, were you guys dropped? Do you guys know this?
I don't know if I was dropped.
Definitely dropped.
I gotta assume every baby gets a head bonk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you're like playing with the kid, throwing it up, maybe a little fan action. Yeah. Maybe there's a little bit like holding in one hand, cupboard door to the head.
Dude, yeah. Especially in LA. Especially in LA, every mom's like ODing on Ozempic. You know, people are getting dropped.
Yeah.
I definitely got dropped. Everyone in my family's pretty, my dad's a little wild, but everyone in my family is pretty even keeled, good grades, focused, and I'm a lunatic. So somewhere along the way, I was dropped.
Yeah. Maybe punted, if we're being honest.
Yeah. I was going to say a little spike action.
You think shotgun set, Mike, you, Michael Blaustein. I am curious, TikTok ban, you think it's happening or is it all pretty much just bullshit? Because this gets rehashed like every six months.
Like 2 years. Right? Yeah,
it's
Oh,
it's going to happen, then nothing happens. It's going to happen, nothing happens.
I mean, I think this is like the most serious I feel like we've seen it, right? With like the bill and whatnot. I think that TikTok is such a powerful tool for small business and businesses.
There won't
be someone that doesn't come in and buy TikTok and make it where like we just continue with it
disappear
in America.
Like there's no, phone,
I can't see a world where it's just like, oh, it's gone and eliminated and not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's too
I think it would affect too many Americans' lives too. There's like 300,000 American jobs that are provided from TikTok.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the number. So it's like, there's a lot of people. I know that there's obviously a ton of small business that uses TikTok.
If we get rid of the TikTok shop, great, good. Fuck them.
Yeah, but
enough
the
people
freeze-dried that,
candies.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's, to his point, I think that's why it's going to exist longer because of the shop.
I mean, I think, you know, the shop, but I think the way that people are successfully starting small businesses is more than just the TikTok shop. You know what I mean? People that are doing really cool marketing tactics on TikTok, or even like companies like Coca-Cola, like they see the value in TikTok, right? Like they know it's a place where there's all these young eyeballs and they can go and market their product to. Like, so I don't know. I think it's a little crazy. I think there's so much about it. Like Joe Biden being like, I'll sign the bill if it comes across my desk, but I'm also going to continue to use TikTok to help me campaign.
That's also very true.
What? Like, pick a side. You can't just like be like, America, you decide, and I'll like,
hey, whatever you guys
want, and I'll do both. And it's like, fuck off.
He's running for office, dude. He's got to be the most diplomatic person ever. Just this widespread of like, yes and no, but maybe Anya. It's like you can't make a deciding factor because you need to appeal to everybody.
Isn't it just so weird that the highest level of our regulation is like talking about TikTok? Like
But
do you see the Nancy Pelosi one where she's talking about TikTok?
I don't know if is this the one where she does like tic-tac-toe and she tries to have like a bird and everyone's like
it's pulled up. It's kind of like bars, but it's also kind of like there's bigger things to solve in the world.
Yeah,
just buy the
like
app.
Yeah, then like data information.
Sell more tickets.
Where is
this
everybody?
Girl trying to do a stand up?
Where
and no
is
one's
everybody,
there, bro?
This door deal is horrible,
dude. This is a matinee show in Burbank. What is this?
Important issue, and I thank the distinguished chairwoman.
Walked out.
The
lady behind her is 1,000% a bird in disguise.
That lady behind her is half asleep, man.
Yeah.
Nodding off.
I don't know where it is, but
China for their great leadership bringing this legislation forward.
She's just doing shout outs right now.
She's just trying to
Yo, shout out China, shout out TikTok, shout out Biden.
She thinks she's on TikTok live right now.
Thank you for the rose.
Thank you for the rose. Thank you for the rose.
It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Bars,
dude,
dog.
Honestly, that's hard. I don't care what you say.
Bars.
That was good.
How did they
good.
Not cut to a wide of the whole auditorium and just, just cuts back to like the Def Jam tapes? Like, you know, that was in her head. Like, this is going to crush. And she didn't get the response she deserved.
No, she should have had a super hot fire response.
Yes.
She should have been able to leave back.
Literally,
like 20 guys.
Mark Zuckerberg
should have
walked in and be like, here's the keys to Facebook.
Yeah, for real. Dude, they should have cut to like a Def Jam footage.
That's what I'm saying.
She said that. Yeah. God damn it.
I just think this whole thing is about Mark Zuckerberg wanting to have the control of data. That's what I really think this is all about.
Of course, because it's an American company.
Yeah. It's like, they have the data, but it's like, you guys are pitching all these like people that you're about this huge like data privacy and this is why we need to ban TikTok. But all of your platforms steal our data anyways.
It's like they were doing it first. TikTok started doing it better. Now they're pissed that all that data is not theirs.
But I think like if you want to protect the data, then like do do a bill that protects us from our data being, or like data being leaked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Don't just like be like, oh, well, TikTok's the wrong piece of platform to use. It's like all these platforms are taking it. So that's just how I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional, but.
You are though. Like in the social media realm, it's like people that know it, I would say we're all pretty equipped in this world. We know it so well. It's like, what the fuck is Nancy Pelosi? I don't know anything about Nancy Pelosi.
I'll do. Nancy Pelosi, she cheats Wall Street every year and a half. She makes millions of dollars.
What side is she on?
Buddy, she's on the side of the green side. Yeah, this bitch making dollars.
There's literally, I think there's a thing where you can invest your money in the same thing that Nancy Pelosi does, because Nancy Pelosi beats the stock market every year.
She gets
like, you know, whatever, like insider information.
She's better at picking stocks than, what's his name?
Warren Buffett.
Thank you. Warren Buffett. She's better at picking stocks because she's doing insider trading all the fucking time. And she's never been. So
why is she talking on TikTok?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, give me some insider trading. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck the algorithm. What's the Dow Jones looking like?
Who is Dow Jones? Is he a dude? Indiana?
He's the other commercial agent from earlier.
But like, is Dow Jones Dow Jones? Is that his real name? Is that a person?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's an acronym.
Is it?
Daily Owning Wages.
That's pretty good.
Anyways, I don't know.
Goddamn.
Factor! Yes, I eat these every single day. I just got a notification on my phone right now. Factor sent to my house. Fact is, this is an ad. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready in just 2 minutes. You literally take it out. You take it out. It's never frozen, refrigerated, pop, 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 shank it up a little bit. 2 minutes in the microwave. You can eat it. And this is where I love about it.
Uh-oh.
No mess.
No mess.
You wasted a fork? Throw it away.
Throw the fork away. And it's awesome. I've eaten it in my car because I'm late to go to the studio, dude.
Literally.
And they're not, and the meals are incredible, dude.
No, I've had my doubts, and I take a bite. I'm like, this is better than anything I would cook, honestly.
I mean, Factor is the perfect.
Too.
Yes, dude. And you get to pick it. If you don't like certain things, you get to pick,
you can do add-ons, smoothie shakes, juices.
So Factor is a perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required, dude. Okay, sign up and save. We've done the math. We have, dude. Factor is less expensive than takeout. It so is. And every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head to factormeals.com/socks50 and use code socks50 to get 50% off. That's a lot of 50s. That's code socks50 at factormeals.com/socks50 to get 50% off. Goddamn.
Do you feel like TikTok are your numbers still crushing, or you're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I feel like it's still good. I mean, it's obviously, I think TikTok's just changed from what it was in like 2019,
you know
what I'm saying? Like 2020, it's such a, there's so much on the platform now, and there's so many different like sides of the platform now that I think it's just like a little bit of a different game. It's not like before where you just like, you know, me and the Sway Boys are posting a video of us shirtless, and it's like, oh, there's 35 million views on that video.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Content
it's like, now it's like, you got to be a little bit more clever, I think, with your content. The viewer is just getting smarter and smarter and desire.
There's also much more to compete with, I would say.
Yeah. And like, I think also like the viewer that I was making videos for in 2019 is now older. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of my audience has aged up as well. So it's like, they don't necessarily gravitate to the same stuff they used to.
Yeah. I think it's also too, like the whole like meta thing, right? It's like, I think now TikTok is sort of like that because like Instagram and Facebook, they had so much content, but TikTok didn't. So you could post one thing and it'd go crazy.
Now
I think the viewership or like the amount of views you can get per video is almost similar to now what Instagram and Facebook is because they're the same amount of viewers now. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah. I just think I don't see videos go viral like they do on TikTok anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like the Uno edit, for example.
Yeah,
did you guys see that? That
the
started Uno crushing
edit,
or whatever?
Then
like
the dog one.
You don't hear about like, oh, did you guys see this crazy Instagram Reels that has 17 million
it's secondary
likes?
Market,
you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
like
right.
It's I just still think TikTok kind of has that ownership on social media.
They do.
Like,
it breaks videos on there and then it goes
to other places.
Right? Yeah, distributor. They're like the moderator of what's gonna be viral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen all types of different changes because I think now it's delayed, at least for me. Like I used to post like pandemic and it would be like a million in like
Instant
an hour. Yes.
And you're like, oh, and now.
And you could track how good a video is doing after an hour. You always kind of knew, and now it's
that's
like,
what fucks me up.
Now you have no fucking clue.
No, I have no idea. Yeah. I talked to my TikTok rep, and they're like, yeah, give it like, you know, like 3 to 4 days. I'm like, that's not
what
like, I need that immediate dopamine hit that it used to be. Posting on TikTok used to
we're
be
we're social
like,
media influencers. We want like instantaneous gratification.
But it's like, I posted something that like got like 100,000 views on TikTok. I'm like, damn, this fucking flopped. Put it on Instagram, 30 million views.
Dude, what is, I had the exact same thing happen. Exactly. Yeah. Posted like a sketch. Didn't do the greatest on my TikTok. And I was like, dang, I thought that was going to kill. Go and post it on my Reels, 29 million views or something.
Yeah, it's
like,
so
what
bizarre.
What the hell?
Your sketch show is phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you.
I was bummed I couldn't make it. We were trying to be in one of the frat alien sketches.
Yeah.
The canceled sketch was great.
That's the one you're talking about. That's
that was great.
It was so good.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we opened up with. Funny thing is that was like one of my least favorite sketches.
Really?
So I always think it's different, you know, when you're like in it and you're in the whole entire creative process and you've seen the sketch or you've worked on the script a million times. I think like some of the humor you start to get lost almost. Or like it becomes like
staring at it for too long.
You're staring at it for such a long time. And I went around our room when we were trying to figure out, you know, what sketch do we want to start the show off with? And over half the room was like, I think we open up with this one. Like, I think it's funny. I think people won't realize if it's the sketch show or not. They'll think like maybe this is Josh just apologizing for something. And I was like, I looked and I was like, did anyone laugh in this video? Like, did any of you guys think this was funny? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll start with it. Like, if you guys are really about it, like I'll listen to my team here. Like, this is a cool one, I guess. And I put it out, and I'm so happy that was the first one that we put out. It was
just
a great
really
first
funny
sketch.
Because there's a new like viral cancellation video every like 3 or 4 months. Like the Miranda Sings one is like,
I mean, bro.
Iconic. I mean, apology of apology videos, right? Like, dude. it's in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, that was her. She thought it was going to be like the Nancy Pelosi effect, like tic-tac-toc. You know, when she was like, they said I couldn't say it, but I can sing it. She thought that would be
like wow.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And the lawyers are like, fuck. I didn't think of that. She's singing about it. But there is so many of those, and the canceled videos are always funny. I was thinking about making a video about this years ago. It's like, rich people trying to find the shittiest place in their house to build a cancel video. Because they never want to do it in front of their like Lambo or their infinity pool. It's always like in a corner of their laundry machine. There's like just change rattling in the washing machine. I'm so sorry for what I did. It's like, you're in a $30 million mansion.
Yeah,
show
bro.
That.
Yeah.
It's always in black and white for some reason.
Yeah.
They're just trying to milk it. So I thought that was really well
done. Yeah, I think it's one of those ones that can live forever too, right? Like at any time you can go and watch that and it's still a video that'll hit. It's not like super timely or anything like
that.
People always be fucking up.
Forever.
Yeah.
Like they try to impeach presidents like fucking 90 years ago and they're having canceled. That's also funny. Like Richard Nixon did a canceled video.
Wait, did he? Buddy. Yeah, that's so funny.
Literally did a fucking.
Was missing was the thumbnail and the title.
Was he like the first guy to get canceled?
True.
Like, was he the first apology video?
Maybe, but the funniest thing ever on his apology video, he finished it, said bye, and then just got into a helicopter and left.
Well, that's
fucking TV.
That's the George Bush one. What is that again? Or that's separate, but like the timing where he goes like, we got to fight these terrorists. Now watch me hit this drive. Have you seen that video?
No.
Type in George Bush, now watch me hit this drive.
And please bring up the Nixon thing. It's so funny, dude. To
like
apologize.
He goes
everyone,
and it's a golf swing.
Yeah.
Proceeding being like, we need to get these terrorists.
Oh, it's one
that's
of the best
fucking
videos.
America,
it's one of the best videos ever.
That is America.
I was too young to understand George Bush back in the day, but like, this guy's kind of electric.
On all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Does he smash it too?
Ooh. Not a bad swing, dude.
Dude,
straight down the middle, they said.
Follow through.
Do you think it was like super far left and they just have to lie to him?
Yeah, they're staying tight. It's a tight
dude,
shot.
It hit a fucking turtle. Like,
ooh, down the middle, the middle. Hey, yo, drop the ball
tower.
In the middle of the fairway. Drop the ball in the middle of the fairway.
Drop it in the hole.
But so funny. I don't what context is going on here. He's like, we need to stop terrorism. All right. But also, watch me 325 down the fairway.
But it's also, dude, get in the office and work, bitch. You're on a
presidents
golf
are never in the office.
What are they doing? I wouldn't be in the office either, the White House. That shit looks just drafty. It doesn't look fun.
It looks
fun.
Dry. It looks like you get a sinus infection in there.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
So Bill Clinton, when he went on record, be like, I didn't do it. That was the opposite. He went the Miranda Sings approach.
Yep. Mm.
Or Miranda Sings went the Bill.
Yep.
Wait,
yeah,
Bill
Miranda
approach.
Would have copied. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman is hilarious.
But
because
the
you
girl's
did.
Like, the girl's like, she's
because
still wiping
did.
Semen off her face. Like, no, you did.
Like, how, like, watching a liar lie is literally hilarious. Because your dick is wet still. And you're being like, I did not have... Yes, you did, though, Bill.
But still
like,
zipping up his pants. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah. But was that his PR team? You're like, yeah, you got to just... No, everything, no. Deny, deny, deny.
But it's weird, though, because now it's like there's so much availability to find someone who's lying. But back then, dude, there's not a lot of availability.
Yeah, there was no receipts.
Yeah,
yeah, it was, no like, it was like, it's your word like, versus my word. Who are they going to believe? The president?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Intern, like,
That's probably the move. He was like, this is what we're going to pull.
Is it a video or is it just on radio? I just want to... Is that Hillary?
Hillary, dude.
She's got to be by the side?
Have to be.
Hey, that's crazy.
She's hot.
Dude, she's not even by the side. She is front and center.
Hillary's kind of a piece.
She kind of was.
Kind of a piece, dude. Back in the day, we already looked at pictures of her. Back in the day, Hillary
was she bad like that?
Sure. Bad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, like library hot. You're like, damn. If I saw you had a blue bottle of coffee, I'd cry.
You know how to read? Like, hot.
Nice.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech.
Nice.
And I worked on it till pretty late last night.
That's right.
He's what else you're doing late last night?
Yeah, he's biting his lip. I have to go work on my speech.
He should have been in the Sway Boys.
He was the first.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky, I never told anybody to lie, not a single.
They need to cut to more crowd reactions.
Yeah.
These allegations are false.
No, they're not.
But she sucks a mean one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why would you clap? Who cares to clap?
They're like, hell yeah.
Nobody's like, sir.
I also just want to cut right to him being like, I want to apologize to the American people for getting my dick sucked. You know what I mean? Like, because 4 months later, we found out.
But isn't that crazy? All these people, all this crowd, just for that response and then leaves. 30 seconds. Crushing.
I mean, talk about viral. No content. That, 900 million views.
Numbers.
More than the Super Bowl.
So how old were you when you got in Sway?
I was 17.
Okay, so was that kind of like your frat experience, essentially?
Yeah, I would 100% compare that to my frat.
Were you in a relationship for a lot of it or no?
I was in a relationship like on and off for, I would say, like a good majority of it. At least
I mean,
half.
Yeah, I lived in a frat house. I mean, probably some of the most fun you've ever had. Just like a bunch of your best friends.
100.
And it's just whatever.
What frat were you in?
Delta Upsilon.
I don't know that one. I don't know a
lot. It's like a triangle, then it looks like a Y. It was sick. It was like the epitome of like a normal frat house. Like 50 guys lived in it. It had the pillars out front.
Yeah. Greek letters and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
50 guys for real?
Yeah.
That's so many guys.
There was a room for every letter of the alphabet, and every room had at least two people in it. Some had four.
Dude, so that's more than 50 people.
It might have been, yeah.
Well, 20, if it's two in every room.
48. It was like right around that.
26 times two is 52.
52.
Is it 26 or 24 letters in the alphabet? We'll be right back.
How many 26, right? 26 letters times
I thought
two.
There was 26 because you 52. Said 26. I'm more of the math guy. Oh, I'm not an alphabet guy.
Yeah, okay.
26, right?
Final guess. Siphon's
guess.
26. 24.
26. It's
26.
26.
That's right.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Did we add more? It's like, you know when Hawaii became a state? It's always been a state.
Has it?
Yes, you hate Hawaii. It's the best place in the world. You're an idiot.
I don't think it's always been a state. It was its own place at one point. Because they had their own king and
they
had their
own. Acquired?
I don't know if they would put it in the way of like acquired or like, you know, they got like kind of stolen.
I see what's going on here.
Like, they just, people came in and kind of were like, this is us.
No, this place is tropical. How do you want to be Team USA? And then they show them that Bill Clinton video.
Did we pay for it?
I don't know.
Who gets the money?
I think it was in a, like, I'm pretty sure Hawaii doesn't like love.
No,
they
I don't
hate
that.
They hate
well, because fat white mayonnaise Americans come there and eat their fucking pineapples and trample over their like sea turtles. We like fuck their culture up. Why would they like us?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like you have people like Zuck that goes in and buys a bunch of their land and then just like, you know what I mean? Like they kind of, they're really great with people if they respect the island. Like if you come in and you respect the island, you're a respectful person, they're going to bring you into their home and cook you a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you're someone that's going out there and you're being a dickhead, they'll make sure you get off the island. Like,
fuck.
That's true.
I love people from Hawaii.
Hawaii is the best place in the world. That's like my go-to. Like if I've been touring too much, I need to just like fuck off for a little bit and reset.
Hawaii's great.
Oh, it's incredible.
The people are amazing.
Incredible.
The people are flying. Hawaii's
so
fine.
Amazing.
I went to the wrong place. I'll be
he was like Cheesecake Factory. There. He's staying in like downtown Honolulu.
You don't like Hawaii,
the most tourist place. That'd be like go to LA.
Yeah, Hawaii's fine. Whatever, Hawaiian people. That's not what your answer was.
What I'm saying is, I will readily admit I went to the wrong place. I've been to Hawaii one time. It was for shows. I went there. there. Where did I go? Honolulu.
You stayed in downtown Honolulu. That'd be like if you stayed on Hollywood Boulevard and be like, LA sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole experience was hanging out with Dore from Sunset Strip.
I mean, literally, I stayed in a hotel that was across the street from a motherfucking Cheesecake Factory. What is this?
You didn't do Hawaii. You just
no.
Like,
it sounds like you just went to the most touristy.
You went to City Walk of Honolulu,
up. Guys. I messed up.
Let me take you. It's the best place in the world.
Are you inviting me?
Sure.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I want to go.
Podcast. I want to see turtles back. No
Great.
Straws.
I love it.
God damn.
Who could it be now?
Who could it be now? It's Blue Chew!
Bitch!
I got a big ass dick as a Blue Chew, and I'm sick of people not acting like I got a big ass dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to pee from the free throw line because I'm so hard.
That's what I'm saying to you, dude.
It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, a bunch of other bullshit. It's made in the USA. It's prepped, shipped here straight to your door in a discreet package, but it gives you not so much of a discreet package. Bigger cock.
Dude, it looks... This is what I love about it. You don't gotta fucking time it out, okay? You take it whenever, and whenever the time arises for the sexual intercourse to happen, it's just ready, it's working, okay? It's a chewable tablet, it's fucking awesome. Again, you don't gotta go to CVS or Rite Aid, hey, excuse me, my dick doesn't work. No, it ships right to your door, okay? It's so, so easy, and everyone, you know, we say this all the time, but all these young dudes are like, I don't have a problem with round one. What about round two, you fucking Stuart idiot? So, Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex, dude. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. Ooh, and ooh. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free. That's right.
Free.
You freaking heard what I said. Free. When you use our promo code SOCKS at checkout, just pay $5 for shipping. Who cares about $5 for shipping, okay? That's BlueChew.com, promo code SOCKS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this Mother Beepin' podcast.
Goddamn.
So, that experience, how many was it? Five guys?
It was a total of, I think, seven.
Seven.
It was kind of like in and out. So it's like it started off and it was me, Bryce, Griffin, Anthony, Jaden, Quentin, and Keo. So yeah, seven. And then no one, Blake.
Everybody
got
had a chill name. Then, nobody's like, that's a shitty name.
Yeah, everyone has an all right name.
But I'm saying like for like a content house, like that checks all
the
boxes.
Oh, they were like, yeah. The most content house. Yeah.
But like everybody in there sounds like it's like, yeah, that guy should be in a content house.
100%.
And was that house paid for by like a bigger company?
So what happened was I was starting a management company coming off of a tour we did that previous summer. And this was like before Sway Boys, but the tour we had went on had just like completely ripped all of us off.
Oh,
and
really?
Like money and deals. We didn't like know what we were doing. We were all young. This was one of our first experiences with social media. We're like 16, 17, right? Yeah. So then I was like, all right, social media is the Wild West. How can I like make a company by the creator for the creator where I know I don't want to rip off the creator. I am one of them. And I also like want to help all my friends out. So started a management company.
You also killed the queen. So,
and then it's part of the plan. so went and started a management company, and that's what kind of like repped the Sway House. So like, they were like repped all the boys, and we signed like 100 people off TikTok. And then I ended up selling my shares in that company. After like kind of Sway was done.
But, yeah.
That's awesome, man. You're very entrepreneurial. I think people don't understand that. Like, you have your hands in a lot of pots, I think.
Well, right now he has his hand up.
Yeah.
I'm crushing guys. I'm doing stand-up comedy right now.
Do you still have the energy drink or no?
No. We just don't, like, I think it's something, like, I kind of step back from. There was just a couple people in certain businesses we were working on that I don't work alongside anymore and just for, you know, certain reasons and whatnot. So like there was just some stuff that I stepped away from. But.
Dude, I know you get this question so many, but I'm fascinated. So the house, like what was that ecosystem like? Like, was it just like, and don't answer if you don't want to, was there just like vagina, like was it just like a vagina house?
The house wasn't shaped like a vagina.
Yes. He's a media trained. That's a good answer. Yes.
It was a crazy time. I mean, you could pretty much imagine like give 17 to 19 year old like boys a multi-million dollar house and then unlimited like drinks and weed and drugs and women, and that's what that house was. It was a mess. It was like mattresses with no bed frames. You know what I mean? Like,
girls
no,
love
for
that.
Real?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the first 6 months of that house, I did not have a bed frame. I just had like a Casper mattress, which is like not a nice
mattress.
But it's like no bed frame. It was just like a sheet on a mattress on the ground. My buddy was across the room from me. He had a mattress on the ground. No, like, TV in the room.
You guys look like porn stars, dude.
Dude, it was like...
Yeah, I walked in and be like, homeless people are here.
Yeah, it looked like we were, like, just, like, crashing.
Squatting. That's what's so funny about Los Angeles. They build these, like, $6 to $10 million mansions. They're gorgeous in the hills. Somebody develops it. They're, like, working on it for years. And then a bunch of just fucking kids run in. Like, what are you talking about, ring light, dog? I think that's so funny. It's, like, so many of these.
All open rooms with, like, a singular ring light.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And did people just, like, drive? Because I filmed at the Hype House once, and people were just driving by, like, it was, like, a museum. They're, like, pointing out the window. Were people do that for you guys, too?
Yeah, I remember a morning that me and Bryce went out to we had like a gym in our garage. So we wake up in the morning and go work out. And one morning we're out there and I go to lift the garage.
Holy
like,
shit.
Door open, you know, just because fucking don't want to work out in like a hot, closed garage. Yeah, yeah. Open it and Hollywood Fix is just sitting outside the garage door. Like on our property too, not like on the road. He is like at the garage door and it just opens up and the camera set there and it's like, good morning, Josh Bryce. What's going on? And it's like, oh my.
It's fucking chest day. That's what's going on.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah.
Isn't that like the most illegal thing that's ever. You can't go on someone's property, right? Like that's not.
I guess that's trespassing, right? But it's not like we were in a gated like area. Right. So we kind of just like walked up and I don't know, heard us in the garage. We opened it and just started. And we weren't going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
So
we just ended up talking to the guy for like 10 minutes until he left.
God damn.
Yeah.
Are you going to fight anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's something that I want to go into.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just like to see it. Because I think you could fuck somebody up. Just based on your energy.
Okay.
I feel like you're like just quick.
I think you're taller than a lot of people assume as well.
I'm 6'1".
Yeah. Got some wingspan.
Bro. I got some reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would need to train for a while. Like a long time.
I want
to
give myself cauliflower ear just so people are scared.
Because they would look at you and be like,
yeah, dude, you see cauliflower ear on a guy?
Step in front of me. Yeah. Get your drink first, dude, man.
It's like having a gun on your face.
Yeah.
People are just like, oh, this guy fights.
Oh, 100%.
But it's funny because I think it's a majority of guys that know what it's from. A lot of girls are like, the
ew.
Fuck was he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that infected?
Ew, he looks like the Goonies. What's wrong with him? You're like, I fight people. It is funny because it's just like everything you do just steers more towards men. The reason you work out, guys ask you questions. You get cauliflower ear, guys ask you more questions. No girl's like, oh, cool.
Well, I feel like girls say they don't like dress for guys either.
You know? That's true.
You know what I'm saying? No. It's like the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's like guys.
It's all for the same.
You do it for guys a lot of the time.
Guys are for guys.
Like, I feel like you hearing like a compliment from a girl being like, yo, dude, you look big. Versus like one of your boys come up to you being like, hey, man. I've been seeing you hit in the gym, looking good. It's just like a little more like, that's genuine.
Men don't show
that's
emotion.
Genuine. Yeah. I'd way rather have a compliment.
Well,
from
it's like that's why every guy in the world has a loud car is because they want the validation, but they only really get it from other men.
That's the only people I'm looking to get validation for my car from.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want like. I don't need a girl to come up and like know more about a car than me. That's intimidating.
I don't even know.
I don't know what this is.
Are you a big car guy or what do you have?
No, I'm not like a big car guy. I have a Tesla.
Nice.
So it's just, you know, it's great. LA.
Same.
Don't drive a lot.
The
best time. I bought it like just before the gas prices started going crazy too. So it was like the perfect time. All my friends are like, fuck this bullshit. Like I'm paying all this money for gas. And I'm sitting there like, $17, 350 miles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's awesome. So that part was awesome. But I had an E63S before that, a Mercedes.
Those are great.
That I loved. It was so fucking
those are clean.
Sick.
All right, guys, it's time. Sock Talk, Secret Sock. We had some audience submissions. We had a question specifically for the three of you in honor of Josh being here.
Sweet.
This comes from Allie, and she says, for guys who were in the streets and are now in relationships, how do I get a guy like that? Like, what made you want to commit to your girl now as opposed to the other girls before?
That's a good question.
This is a great question.
You guys were in the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Dabbled.
You were dabbling in the streets?
I was in the 101, the 405.
This guy
was dirty.
95 North and South.
This guy might have been in the hiking trails. I don't even know if these were paved. I mean, he was off-roading.
He was going to underdeveloped roads.
Yes.
Oh,
he was
dude,
making his
crazy.
Own roads.
Yeah,
I was going underneath the roads.
Yeah.
I was going to tunnels, the Jewish ones. Guys, I was going everywhere.
Yeah, you were deep in there.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And how long have you been in a relationship for now?
5, 6, 7 months, something like that.
I thought you were about to say years.
No.
Jeez, you're married.
No. You want to take it?
Sure. I mean, for me, I think what happened that made me like want to get out of the streets, I guess, was it was the way that Gabby really went about keeping me guessing right? Like, it was the first girl in a long time that wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I'll kiss you on the first night, or yeah, I'll come back to your house on the first night, or we'll be in bed together by the end. She was like, no, you're going to have to, like, work for this. Like, I know who you are, and I know, like, kind of your rep. Like, this isn't going to be something that just happens. And there was probably, we probably went out 8-10 times before, like, I mean, like, I even got to kiss this girl.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I had to put work in, but that just, like, that was like,
the, yeah,
that's the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the game's back, and like, that's fun. Like, that's in the chase. Like,
yeah, they like touch your hand on date five, and you're like, oh my
holy
God.
Shit, dude. No.
Yeah. Like, you turn back to like middle school again.
Oh, well, the first day that she, because I had gone so in my head, because the first night I tried to lean in and start like kissing her, making out with her, whatever, and she swerved me.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, this is, I've never been served in my life before. What the fuck is
this? Hollywood fix pops up again. He's like, whoa, your search is disturbed.
So I was like, what the fuck? So I'm not leaning in again. I'm like, I'm waiting now. Yeah. Like, for the rest of this, she's gonna, because like, I don't want
seven dates, you're not even looking at each other.
Yeah, yeah. So then the one day, she sleeps at my house one night. Don't even. Nothing. She's sleeping in the same bed with me, and I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
And the next morning we wake up.
Pillow in between you two.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Like, kind of got like
you
something in the middle.
On your hands. You're like, no.
Got oven mitts. And she ends up like, her friends are in the house too. They're in a different room. They're like, okay, we're gonna go. And she's like, they're like the Uber soon. She's like, okay, give me like 5 minutes. And she like turns and looks at me. And she's like, so. And I was like, so it sounds like the Uber service should like go down, just totally missing cues. You know what I mean?
And you started overthinking shit.
Yeah, I started overthinking. Go downstairs, open the door first. She kind of like waits a moment and walks out, and I like start walking out with her. And eventually she just turns around and like grabs my face and starts like kissing me.
Moment.
And then I was like, I was stunned. I was like giddy like a schoolboy. I think I skipped back inside after she left, dude.
Kiss her girl and frolic back inside.
I was just
started jumping in the backyard.
I had to catch myself. I was like, whoa, hey.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm 6'1".
Bryce, let's hit the fucking garage gym now.
Yeah, but that's a great feeling, and it's like you build up to it, and then you have that like tension, and it finally happens.
Yeah.
And like, before you notice it, you're like, oh, I've been fully locked in like on this woman's emotions this whole time.
Yep, 100%.
That's beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with me, this is going to sound so corny, dude, but like, I'm going to just say it. I literally have never been, I've never felt like that, like, love on first sight thing ever.
What about me?
Oh, well, you for sure.
Cool.
When we met, I was like, dude.
But that's like, that's gay love.
Yeah, that's gay love.
That's boys.
Like, everyone knows that's love at first sight. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's boys.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that funny? When you do meet a boy, you're like, are we friends already? It
you
feels
gotta
good.
Know. Yeah, yeah. You know pretty instantly that you're gonna be boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Take 30
cool.
minutes.
It's pretty cool.
It
we're
cool.
nothing but dogs at a dog park. Be like, hey, that was funny. Hey, man, dap me up.
Yeah, oh, sniff a little ass. Yeah. And you're like, we're boys. Tight.
We're tight. What are you doing Friday, huh?
Yeah. The first text to see if you guys are hanging out as boys, you go, all right. Like, it feels like you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was me and my girl right now. Like, I like the first date. She was like, I was late because I was stupid. And I like entered and I was like, I was texting her like, hey, I'm here. Where you at? She's like right behind you. I turn around. And it was like obviously the first time I like saw her in person because we met on like Raya. And I turned around and I had this like, obviously she's beautiful, but it was like way more than that. It was so weird. This like, just like my body like flooded with endorphins.
Did you like
I was,
freeze for a second? Like slow-mo?
Like, I swear to God, dude. Scene. Yeah, it was like, there was like wind. Her hair was moving. I was like, we're inside. What's happening? And and we just started talking and like, just immediate, just like chemistry, super funny, and just like we're like riffing off top.
Yeah.
And I was like laughing immediately. She was laughing immediately, and it was just like,
good banter.
The banter was crazy.
That's huge.
Key.
The first date was like, I think almost 5 hours, and we were just literally just at a table, just talking, laughing, drinking, whatever. And
somebody definitely got a parking ticket. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, but 100%. I would have.
5 hours.
Dog, almost getting towed at that.
I would have taken that. I would have taken an impoundment car.
Take it.
Yeah. Who cares? Sure, your car's on
I
fire.
I found love. Cool. Something much better.
I don't need that fucking.
Take
car.
My car. I got don't something care. Much better.
Yeah.
So you're saying I love you to this girl?
Yeah. Oh, then right?
No,
moment?
no. Like now.
Oh no. Yeah. But yeah,
dropping
I think
hard
that,
eye. It's crazy.
Oof. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that like kind of helps this lady's present situation, but like that's what it was for me. It was just like this, I've never felt it before. And I was just like, I was just like infatuated, like not in a negative way, just like just an infatuated in the most positive way.
Is infatuated a negative?
It could be if you're like
I thought it was a food app. Infatuation, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Man, fuck you. It is. Infatuation.
I thought infatuation was like, you're like obsessed with it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but obsessed can have a native connotation too.
Yeah,
like infatuation. In the bushes and be like, what is she doing? Oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like that. Is it really one?
Yeah, it's like they rate like food in LA or really any big city.
Oh, cool.
So what was her question? Her question is like, how do I get that?
Yeah, just like, how do you, she wants a dude that's like, she wants to be the guy or the girl that a guy is like, I'm giving it all up for you. You know what I mean?
You just got to make them like, it's like a slow roll.
Yeah.
You got to play the game. You got to play the game.
And then if he backs off too soon, he wasn't the guy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the slow pace is definitely key. But it's also just like, this sounds so corny, but it's also like kissing as not as many frogs. So it sounds like you're out here fucking whoever. But I think it's just like giving yourself enough chances and eventually you will find the right person. It's just like, and not put it in the forefront of your brain to be like, okay, this tonight's has to be the night.
Person. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just go out there and just like kind of be easy breezy with it. And you will eventually meet someone that like you connect on a like a crazy level that you never thought you could connect with someone like that. So I think the slow play and just like giving yourself enough options, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Great advice, guys. Let's make a hard right turn. This is a Secret Sock anonymous submission. This isn't a question. They just wanted to give you guys a life pro tip.
Yep. Good.
They said, I got a blowjob after we got Indian food together. There was still some residual spice in her mouth from the meal. I've never felt pain like that in my life. Absolutely horrible. I thought I was going to die.
Oh,
no kidding.
No.
Could have gone one of two ways. Could be like a fire and ice condom type thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's still some spice in the mouth.
I got jerked off with someone with what is it? What are the things you eat? The Cheetos, Zins? Spicy Cheetos, hilarious.
Hot Cheetos.
Thank you.
What girl was eating hot Cheetos and jerked
she
you
was
off?
From the Bronx, bro.
Wait, this is real?
Yes.
This is street days.
This is street days.
Yeah, street urchin.
Mike, they used to call me, dude.
Dude, you're in the median right now. You're like the most central street land. A girl ate hot Cheetos and jerked you
hot
off.
Hot Cheetos in the Bronx.
She wasn't even just separate handed in it. Like,
yeah,
we were. We were both eating, and then we got into it, and like nobody was wiping whatever. But hot Cheetos, like if you eat enough, dude, it's in your embedded.
It's embedded in the fingerprints.
Yeah, had a tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they change your fingerprints forever.
They do.
Yeah.
Killed the queen. Well, I was jerked off. But that's my only like relation to this thing. I mean, dude, I don't know. It's maybe it might make you come quicker. Like you get two different sensations. He said it was bad, but maybe if you get a little bit of tingle.
I think a little bit of tingles.
Josh,
I'm out.
So
I'm
out.
So out.
A little bit of tingles good, but too much tingle. I thought that story was going to go in a way different direction, but I thought.
What direction do you think?
I thought he was going to like be like, "This is not sitting well on my stomach." Mid blowjob, he
shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never.
I don't think you could.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
It's the same thing as like when you're hard and you try to pee, like you kind of can't pee.
Yeah,
I feel like
you can't
shit when you're. I've had the bubble guts.
Can't's a strong word.
Yeah, I hear you. I've had the bubble guts mid fuck before, but I've never.
These stories.
What's up?
You hear these stories like somebody lets out like a little bit of a fart, either when
they're
getting down on or
yeah.
I don't think it's impossible, but I just didn't know where that story was going.
Mm. That's always the worst ever. Is when you're like, yo, I need to like, and it's not going to be an okay poop. Like it's going to be a nightmare, and you're at like her place, and the bathroom is next to her bed, and you're like, what do I do now? Pull the fire alarm? What's up?
I think you just own it.
You own it?
You gotta own it.
Dude, my...
That's a power move. That's
my
cool.
Two exes
kind of just like asserts your dominance.
Yeah.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if...
It's not fucking sort of.
What if it's date one?
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? Like, bro, it's...
I'm fighting demons. I'm holding back.
People be shit.
People
not,
be shit.
But you know what I mean, though.
That's
not,
what you have to say when you walk in. You go...
People be shitting.
But I'm talking about, like, after, like, Indian... Like, after, like, a... Like, it's not okay.
Right. I think you maybe just let her go to the bathroom first. And then you go after because she won't be in the bathroom for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Do you need to go to the bathroom real quick?
That's what you do. What?
My girlfriend does that. Not really? Like with the bathroom. But like where she'll suggest something that I want to do.
Mm.
But she's just planting ideas in my head. And she thinks I don't like real. Like she'll be she'll be like, it will be in bed. And it'll be like nighttime. And she'll be like, don't you think you like probably want to go brush your teeth now and like put on like maybe like cologne or whatever. Cause like I wanna like kiss you and like you don't wanna kiss me? Like I think you probably wanna go brush your teeth. And I'm like eating a bag of chips and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's smart.
Just ask me to go do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like put my shit away.
That's smart.
Apparently it's a really popular thing. Not really popular, but a lot of people are into the idea of fire and ice blowjobs, and they'll fill two cups with different temperature liquids. So like a cold water with ice cubes and then a hot mint tea.
Hey.
And then do Wait. Hand jobs and blow jobs with the tea like in the mouth.
Oh, this is great.
Wait, there's an ice cube and hot tea in the mouth?
So yeah, you have a cup of cold water and then a cup of hot tea. And so like you'll take a swig of the cold water with ice cubes, start going down on a guy. And then take a swig of the black.
Oh, it's like when you'd make those wax hands in the back in the day at the carnival.
Yeah.
Nobody? You didn't make
those? No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't got an ice cube blowjob in 7 years.
Almost as good as the ice cube in the bong back in the day. When you rip a bong with the ice cube in it.
And it was just like a little bit cool.
Yeah.
It just makes it like less harsh.
Yeah. And the smoke tasted
cleaner almost. It was like I'm hitting a bong from like Antarctica.
I thought I was fucking Captain Planet over there.
Yeah, dude. I felt like an explorer or something.
It just soothed and you're like, this is helping my lungs. I think it was worse for your lungs, honestly.
It was. Well, because you could take more smoke.
Liquid in it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, but those bongs.
Like water vapor.
Yeah. I don't think it was great for the
bong. The bong hits with no ice. Those coughs, you're like, am I going to die?
Have you ever accidentally hit a bong with no water?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Someone just like goes and empties the bong and leaves it. So this happened to me one time. Someone just had like left it out and they had emptied it.
Dude, it's hard.
I go over and I pack it. You try to hit one of those, you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it's like those, the ones that they used to be.
Outer
to be
body
like,
experience.
But you ever hit one of those like shotgun pipes? Ones? Where it's like just the, like it has the back is just like you just.
Yeah.
What are those called? It literally looked like a fucking pickle or a cucumber. Shotgun pipe, I think.
Yeah, and you press it, right?
Yeah, and then you to clear it, you just move your hand off. It's essentially like that, but so harsh.
I've never even heard of that shotgun.
I forget what it was.
It is called a shotgun pipe.
Yeah, it was literally just like a bong without the water. Or like the
base.
Like that. Yeah. This was like. Early, before bongs really like super, super sick.
Yeah, I remember when people were big into the pipes. I feel like when I first started smoking, everyone, and because it was so easy, I think.
Yeah,
you know, you're hiding it from your parents still. Yeah, it's like you have this tiny little pipe you can put in that drawstring bag that everyone would have.
Dude, we used to have the gravity bongs out of the 2 liter.
Yeah.
Like cut the, oh, just because
you can
bathtub.
Make them in anyone's house.
Yeah.
Parents aren't home, don't make that anywhere. They go into the garage and just.
We would put a sock in the bottom of a bottle, fill the whole thing up with water, and then you'd drain it out.
Yeah.
And then it would essentially take the hit for you, take the top off, then you'd hit it.
Oh,
and one of those.
What's that?
So you put a pen cap or a socket in the top part. All this is filled with water. Yeah. Weed is full.
And, you, like, and then cut
when
holes,
you,
like,
and then when you start draining the water, that's sucking the weed into the bottle.
Yeah.
And then when you, so it pretty much like, I think smokes a whole bowl is in one water bottle.
Got it.
It completely ashes it. And then you hit just that one high and you're
in
Pluto. You're like another level.
Yeah, it is. It's a crazy one.
But
it's
fun.
It is fun. A lot more fun than hitting a waterless bong.
I mean, that's trash.
What are we doing that for? Josh Richards.
Buddy.
I mean, check out his sketch show. You were in a movie with Nicolas Cage. I don't even think we talked about that. Were you in the scene with him?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It was so cool.
He seems so cool, man.
Yeah, super like down to earth. Yeah. You know, like just like chill guy. At least that was my experience with him. Like, very like chill.
Were you nervous acting alongside with him, or you're like, I'm just gonna do my shit and
I was nervous, I would say, but I think it was kind of a mentality of, you know, I have one scene with Nicolas Cage and I have another scene later in the film. Like, let's make sure this fucking kills, you know? Like, let's go into this and just like have fun. And I'd hung out with Noah Centineo like the whole 2 days prior to Toronto. So like, that was the three people in the scene. So I was pretty comfortable with Noah.
And how did that come about? Did you audition for it? Did you get kind of like, some of these are just like a text, like, hey, we love your stuff. You want to be in this?
Or yeah, I was just like asked to go in it. I didn't audition or anything like that. Cool. So, yeah.
Do you want to get into that like more like legit type of stuff? Are you like angling towards that?
That's cool. Definitely a place I want to go into. I mean, I think with this comedy sketch show, that's kind of like I get to test out some stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like get my feet wet.
Well, also that's because you're in control of it. So it's like you're not like memorizing somebody else's lines. It's like this is the stuff you wrote, the stuff that you think is funny. So it's easy. You can do your best acting in these sketches.
Yeah. And I think it just gets the reps, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to get 100%. Those reps.
Well, check out the sketch show. Josh Richards, thank you so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is so fun, dude. Thank you so much.
I can't believe you killed the queen.
Got to do what you got to do.
Wow.
Great ending.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, man. That's it. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday. Big old dick.